Don't forget to keep up and read Steve's latest column at Newsmax.com.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. You can find out more at SteveGruber.com. Find my latest musings on Newsmax. There'll be a link there for you. Plus, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all those magical social media places you can keep up with everything that's going on. Shifting gears literally now with my next guest, Mitch Miller, CEO and Managing Director of Carbon Green Bioenergy. Mitch, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you.
Now, you're here to drive awareness of E85 and the benefits of flex fuels. Give me an idea. Where are we with E85? I mean, it used to be the rage. It was the big thing. I still see it on lots of cars. Is it growing? Is it? What's going on?
Well, the car count that the auto manufacturers are building is still about 3 million per year. So it is a little less than previous years, but there's about 20 million flex fuel vehicles on the road, and a lot of people are driving them. And we have a program called the Yellow Hose Program.
Sure.
We actually make the ethanol in Lake Odessa at Carbon Green Bioenergy, and we direct supply about 50 local gas stations. And if you visit one of these stores and you see a yellow hose, that is most likely our product. And you can find all of those locations at yellowhose.com.
When you say local stations, do you mean statewide right in the Lake O area, or where are you talking?
Well, there's a lot in Grand Rapids. We've got about 10 J&H family stores.
Sure.
Our product is all the way from Detroit through Flint, through Grand Rapids Market, north to Cadillac. Down the lake shore, we've got a lot of Shell stations down on the lake shore area, all the way down to St. Joe.
So pretty easy to find.
Very easy to find.
Let me ask you about this, because one of the big selling points about E85 and flex fuel, of course, is the savings involved. What's the price? If I go in and look at a gallon of regular unleaded compared to an E85, what would the difference be?
With our program, it's 70 cents less per gallon. And that's a contract that we have with the stations. They fluctuate gas prices however they want, but our product is indexed 70 cents lower right now than gas. And the great thing about that is the drivers of flex fuel vehicles are lowering their cost per mile running on our local product.
Well, I'm sitting here. I'm going to do some math real quickly here, because I know that we run about 24,000 miles a year on one of our vehicles. I just paid attention to it here recently. And if we get 18 miles a gallon, because it's Suburban, right? I know they have flex fuel on the Suburbans and so forth. That's 1,333 gallons of fuel times 70 cents. I mean, that's almost $1,000 in my pocket from running Yellow Hose.
That's right.
That's $1,000 that I can go do something else with. And if you got a couple of vehicles, it's $2,000. If the kid's got one, it's $3,000.
It is a nice savings. There, you do get a little bit less gas mileage on E85, but the savings far outweigh the benefit. And one of the things that we do, if you download our app, yellowhose.com, number one bullet point on the menu is the locations, so you can find all the locations. And then number two is calculate your own savings. So you can put the cost of gas in, the cost of E85, and your mileage on each product, and it'll tell you which is the better mix. And all of our consumers are saving money right now in this market.
Now, invariably, when I have you on the program, I'm going to get some snarky emails and say, well, that stuff tears up your engine, destroys everything. I mean, you've heard that for years. They've got wrecked gas at a lot of gas stations. Now, no alcohol, because we don't want that, because it'll wreck the motors. What do you say to that?
Well, the fact is ethanol is the same as vodka or any other alcohol.
Not quite exactly the same.
It's a little stronger. It's 200 proof, and it's clean burning. It burns cooler in your motor, so your motor actually lasts longer. All the flex fuel vehicles are built with every single component in it to be able to run on pure gasoline or 85% ethanol. And the fact is, you know, we get a lot of pushback on small engines, and what's really happening there is, you know, and ethanol is taking the blame for problems with small engines, when in fact it's the other 90% of gasoline. Gasoline's not the same as it was 30 years ago. And what I mean by that is, out of the refinery comes two gasolines. One is 84 octane, one is 90 octane. All the gums and things that played out in your fuel system come from that 84 octane gasoline, where 90 octane or premium is a little cleaner. And ethanol actually is a solvent, and it keeps your fuel system running clean. It keeps water harmlessly passing through. There's a lot of misconceptions, misinformation that's spun by the oil industry. And the fact is, ethanol is a very good, clean-burning fuel.
Mitch Miller here, the CEO and Managing Director of Carbon Green Bioenergy. It's the drive awareness of E85 and flex fuel benefits. Now, I understand, Mitch, if people want to see alcohol put to the test, you got a big event coming up this weekend.
We do. It is the season championship at Berlin Raceway, right here in Marne, right outside of Grand Rapids, for the American Ethanol Late Model Tour and the American Ethanol Modified Tour. We have about 30 cars running, up to 800 horsepower. Wow. Many of them are running on E85. And you can come out and watch them. Saturday, they had the second to last race this past Saturday, mm-hmm. and there were about 5,000 fans, and it was just a great event. So come out this Saturday to Berlin Raceway and see these cars in performance.
And they're all running E85?
Not all of them. Okay. They can run any fuel they want, but we're getting a lot of them converting over because of the benefits, mainly ethanol being 113 octane.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot less expensive, so they're buying $2 fuel versus $10 race gas, and their cars run a lot cooler. So it's working out really well for the racing community.
And they still get to go really fast. In fact,
NASCAR runs on 15% ethanol, and IndyCar runs on 85% ethanol. So all the main racing series are finding the benefits of ethanol. It's cleaner, cooler, way less emissions, better for all the health effects. So we're winning in racing.
And Mitch, real quickly before we go, one more time, where can people find out more about Yellow Hose E85 and all of it?
Yellowhose.com on the web, or download our app, yellowhose.com app, and you can find all the locations and learn about the benefits.
Mitch Miller, CEO, Managing Director of Carbon Green Bioenergy. Thanks for stopping in. Enjoy the race.
Thank you, Steve.
So you have a quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.